Welcome to the Pac-12 Men's Basketball Coaches Conference call. To ask a question, you may press star 1 on your telephone keypad. I will now turn the call over to Dave Hirsch.
All right, thank you. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Pac-12 Men's Basketball Teleconference call. As we've reached the halfway point of the conference race, up first will be Arizona coach Sean Miller. The Wildcats are home hosting Oregon on Thursday and Oregon State on Sunday. Coach is online, and we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, press star 1. Again, to ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Joe Sanlaquito,
Philadelphia Daily News. Sean?
Yeah.
Coach Miller, where do you see Rhondae Jefferson now in your situation?
Well, Rhondae's been a valuable player, you know, for our team this year, really, from the onset. Playing 23 minutes a game, being our sixth man. There's been many instances where he's come into the game and changed the game in our favor. And he's a really aggressive player, terrific offensive rebounder, and someone who has a bright future as a defender, especially as he continues to practice and then play games because he's such a young player. But I think Rhondae's minutes will go up. He played, I think, around 30 against Cal, because of Brandon's injury, and he'll be inserted into the starting lineup, and everything that he's done, you know, hopefully he can build on it, be involved in even more plays, and certainly improve as our season continues to unfold, and I think he's one of many players that can be more productive in the future.
How do you see his offensive game evolving in the time you've had him?
Oh, well, it's evolved quite a bit. You know, he's a much better free throw shooter right now than he was when he got here. He's a much better shooter, and sometimes you don't necessarily see it in the games, but we see it every day in practice. He's gotten to the point where baseline jump shots, 15-footers, he's making a really good percentage. But, you know, Rhondae is very instinctive with the ball. He drives it, draws a lot of fouls. And, again, just in terms of an offensive rebounder, I would put him at the elite level.
What areas, Sean, you want to see him improve on?
Well, big picture, he's got to become more skilled as a shooter, further away from the basket, shoot a higher percentage across the board, and, you know, just learn the game more. Sometimes his aggressive style can lead to a great pass. He's a very unselfish player and kid, but he doesn't always see it because, again, he's only played in 22 games as a college player. But in transition, you know, he's dynamic. And I think from a defensive perspective, he's good right now, but I think he could be great.
And finally, Sean, I go way back with the kid. I've known him since he was 10, 11 years old. I've seen the maturity. He continues to mature. In the short time you've seen him, how much more has he matured in time you've had him?
By leaps and bounds. You know, sometimes going away to school, you know, has its benefits and it has its detriments. In Rhondae's case, it's, I think, really allowed him to grow both on and off the court. He's really, you know, as you know, he's somebody that's so likable in our locker room, but he's also very likable in the community because he's easy to smile and he's fun-loving. And I think he takes that personality and he's smarter now. He works harder. He's more of a true professional in terms of taking care of himself, learning how to, you know, the value of strength and conditioning. He's done an excellent job in school. And I think that, you know, to me, this experience is going to catapult him to a lot of great things in his future.
Okay. Thank you, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Sean, with Ashley out now, what happens behind Rhondae? Who do you have to have pick up the slack?
Well, you know, I think there's really two components to it, Bud. First of all, you know, I think a lot has been made about either our lack of depth or the fact that we don't play a deep bench. That's all relative because in the seven-man rotation that we had through 21 games, no player on our team averaged more than 31.5 minutes a game. So you can see that we spread that out fairly evenly, and in my mind, the interchangeable parts and the versatility of that seven made us deeper than the actual number that we played. So first and foremost, without Brandon, I think that we have a number of candidates in the group of six that we're going to ask to do more. We don't have to play the entire year without Brandon. We have to play 9 regular season games. And I think in the short term, through these 9 games, we have a number of players that are going to have to carry more minutes. And by the way, they all want to play more. Every one of them is upset that they're only playing the minutes they're playing. So that's the first part of the solution. The second part, you know, with foul problems and fatigue and all the things that happen, we're going to have to go 1 or 2 players deeper. I think the candidates are Matt Korchek and Zach Peters up front. And in the backcourt, Elliot Pitts, who can really shoot the basketball, and I think he can give us a kind of a different dynamic on offense, and Jordan Mays, who's played throughout his career.
And I also have to ask you, were you okay with the screen on the Cobb's final shot the other night in Berkeley?
Yeah, no, he made a great shot. I mean, he's a terrific player. And, you know, it's sometimes when you look at the game, and, you know, this is the first one we've lost, so you win 21 in a row, and you tend to watch this one a little closer, you know, but the game was eerily similar to about 8 or 10 games we've played throughout the year. It's just we didn't make a couple plays that we have made on offense, whether it be a made basket, a big pass, free throws, and conversely on defense where, you know, we've been great at getting huge stops. They made a great shot against us. And I thought Cal, not only because of the heightened atmosphere of the arena, but I thought they played well. They have good players and well coached, and they did a good job against us both on defense and on offense. And I thought our guys, especially when one of your key players goes down in the game, especially in the first few minutes, you know, that thing can really get derailed quickly. But we hung in there and had a chance to win. And, you know, I think we have to move on now and get ready for our next one.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Steve Mims, the Register Guard.
Yeah, Sean, can you just give your scouting report on Oregon?
Well, I think the one thing that stands out is the tremendous firepower that they have offensively, averaging 85 points a game. And, you know, watching some of their best performances of the year, you know, they're scoring in the 90s and 100s. To me, they're as explosive of an offensive team as we've played, you know, having 4 3-point shooters on the court and 2 or 3 that are just prolific. You know, Joseph Young, just looking at his numbers across the board, you can make the argument that he may be one of the best guards that's playing this season when you consider everything that he's done. And Kalise, who can really shoot it, Mike Mosier, who's a front court player, who's a tough matchup. And obviously the way Oregon runs in terms of how fast they get up and down the court, how organized they are in the half court, you know, to me it's the ultimate test if we can stop these guys.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Doug Holler, the Arizona Republic.
Got a lot of the attention after Brandon's injury is focused on Rondé, but it seems like this might create more of an opportunity for Caleb as well, and we saw a little bit of that against Cal. Do you expect maybe to go to him a little bit more or his offensive production to increase going forward?
No question. By the way, that, you know, Doug, that's been a point with us. Even if Brandon were still with us, you know, there's a fine line because we have a lot of different types of players out there at once. I feel like sometimes we haven't done as good of a job as a group getting him the ball because he's the one player on our team who really needs someone else to get him the ball. And now it's a little clearer that we have to be able to do that. And I think the good news is on his end, he's better. You know, he puts fouls on the other team. His free throw, not only because he went 12 for 12 against Cal, but if you look at his free throw percentage on the season, you know, he's really settled in as an 80% free throw shooter. So I think it's in our best interest offensively, long term, and everything to be able to get him the ball easier and better. And, you know, we worked on that a little bit yesterday.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, we've got time for one more question.
Your final question comes from the line of Bruce Pascoe, Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Sean, I was just curious your thoughts on the USA Basketball joining that staff, and because I know you've had experience with them before. I was just kind of wondering how it played out that that you joined this team.
Well, you know, I'm honored to be invited. They called and asked me if I would like to be a part of the under-18 staff, and I said yes, obviously being able to work with Billy Donovan, who not only I respect as much as any coach in the game, but also I'm very good friends with him. I also know Ed Cooley very well, the coach of Providence, who will be on the staff. And, you know, to have a chance to be a part of USA Basketball is an honor for everyone, whether you're a player or a coach. And I look at it as helping myself become a better coach, at the same time, any way that I can contribute to USA Basketball in a positive manner. It's something that is quite an honor, and so I'm excited about doing it. And I think, you know, Stanley Johnson's involvement in it, you know, if Stanley's a part of that team, you know, that'd also be a special time. Very seldom do you have a chance to work with one of your incoming players at that level. So that's also something that I'm hopefully looking forward to.
It said on there the dates weren't sure. I didn't know if it bleeds into July. You know,
nope,
does that
just
mess up recruiting wise, or does it be offset by what you're talking about, the benefits of doing it?
It's offset, but it's in the month of June.
Okay, thanks.
All right, perfect. That'll do it, Sean. Thanks for your time, and again, yep. Congratulations on your selection to the U18 assistant coach.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, you bet. We'll see you.